It's here, Mark. The big news of the week, the announcement of the schedule and all the chef contestants for Top Chef, which was filmed in Milwaukee here a few months ago. First of all, let's start with who is the chef from Milwaukee who's going to be represented in the competition.
This has been fun. Everyone's been waiting for this to come out. It's going to start on March 20th. And the surprise news was there is a chef from Milwaukee. One of the two chefs at Dan Jacobs, a well-known chef in town, is one of the contestants. We'll see how far it goes and how far it works out. But so that even raises the excitement level. The thing that I found really interesting, Libby, was when you looked at the trailer for the show, which was released, how cool it was to see. They showed the skyline of Milwaukee. They showed AmFam Field. They showed Madison. They showed the lakefront. They showed the art museum. They were everywhere. That's going to be the show. The first episodes of the show are going to be about Milwaukee and about Madison. And they're going to showcase our restaurants. They talked about some of the places they were. The fact that they were at Whole Foods, the fact that they were at the Miller Cave, having a meal at AmFam Field with Ryan Braun involved. There was a lot of little things thrown out there that I think just have raised expectations of what this could mean to Milwaukee. So I think it's going to be a fun few weeks. A lot of people on edge for the show like you. A lot of people like me who've never watched it before are now going to watch it every week because I want to see how we look on it.
I think we're so excited. And are there people who maybe aren't related with the restaurant industry who might be making appearances on the show as well?
Yeah, I know there are. You just see in some of the shots on the trailer, you see individuals in Milwaukee like Ryan Braun, who's going to be on the show, and other judges they brought in and people they brought in, and people from Milwaukee they brought in. So I think, yeah, you're going to see each week individuals who you know and recognize, which is going to be kind of cool, too. It's also going to be kind of cool to watch the chef we all know to see how far he advances. Let's hope he goes all the way. But you know, either way, this is great. I'm sure his restaurant is going to be crazy for the next couple of weeks. So it's just interest in this. And, you know, I just think, again, the chance for people throughout the world who watch the show to see our city going, wow, what a cool place. Maybe I'll go visit there. And I also think it's going to mean a lot for our restaurant scene because they filmed a number of these at some of our restaurants. You know, you and I have already talked about what impact it has. You know, Three Brothers, who got all the people hanging out there from the show and eating their food, what it's already meant to them. It's going to be that every week. But people are going to want to try the restaurants that are actually on the show.
And I can't imagine the lines at Dan Dan being any longer than they already are because it's really hard to get into that restaurant if you don't get there at the right time already. I can't wait till March 20th. All right, let's move to other news. The CEO of Briggs & Stratton left this week. That was just after 5 months on the job. Now, he's the second CEO change in the past year. What does the future hold for that company?
A lot of questions around Briggs. We've written stories over the past year or so looking at the future of Briggs. Will they be sold? What's going on with their employment here in the Milwaukee area? You know, they had been one of the largest employers in the area. To see a CEO leave after such a short time is rare. So clearly there was an issue going on there with vision in terms of what was going on with the company. I think we're going to have to really watch Briggs over the next 6-9 months and see what happens if they're sold, if they make more changes, who they bring in as the new CEO. There's just a lot of change for a company that has been a long-time, well-known company in Milwaukee that's just a lot of upheaval over the last couple of years.
All right, let's talk about the Brewers and AmFam Field. They're adding a unique feature that's going to make the process of parking a lot easier. I think people are excited about that. Tell us about these changes.
People are excited and questions, and it's probably the number one story I'm getting asked about all week. How's this going to work? But we've all sat in those lines when you're going out to the stadium, either for a game, for a playoff game, for a concert. You know, just huge lines. You're waiting to get in. Everyone's paying and such. So now we go into an online on your phone. You can prepay. And then when you arrive, you can register on your phone on an app to show your license plate. Or you can scan a code out there to actually pay. Everything's in advance or on the app as you arrive. It's interesting. They are the first sports stadium in the country to try this. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I'm sure there'll be some hiccups along the way. Some people who are not comfortable with their phones, who are not comfortable paying online. So they'll have to work through those. But there's nothing that I hate more than waiting in line, especially when you get there, right, as you're thinking of missing an inning. You don't want to miss an inning of the game. You want to head in. It's probably the number one issue they hear about is getting in and out of the stadium. So this is a way to do it. I give them a lot of credit for trying it. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure there'll be some issues. But I think long term, it's going to be much easier. And, you know, I mean, if you need help with your phone, Libby, I'm always there for you. I can help you out.
Listen, I may be contacting you. Speaking of getting in and out of places, let's talk about Southwest Airlines. You talked with them at the Milwaukee Business Journal about the plans for Milwaukee. And do they plan to grow this market share in town?
you know, it's interesting to watch them over the years as they've kind of grown to lead our market, to be the number one market share here in Milwaukee. Obviously, the 2020, 2021, 2022 had cut back. They're starting to reallocate those flights, rebuild those flights. So they're looking at growth there. We've already seen them add flights. They're looking at adding more. They wouldn't get specific into what markets they add because it's a very competitive industry. But the one thing I've noticed about our airport over the past 12 months is a lot of new flights being added. We had one earlier this week with Frontier announcing it would fly to Philadelphia. Again, a new flight coming a couple weeks after Frontier announced it was going to fly to Raleigh-Durham. So you're seeing these flights come back. You're seeing our market leaders recognize that. And I've said it 100 times, nonstop flights out of an airport are crucial to any city because it helps with jobs, it helps with travel, and it just makes things easier. So things are going well at the airport, and I think you're going to see more flights from Southwest over the next year or two.
All right, and finally, let's talk about the skyline because there's another apartment tower that's been proposed for downtown. This one they're talking about being as tall as 50 stories?
Yeah, every week you and I talk about apartments, right? We talk about high-end apartments. And here's another case where one of the three proposals for the current parking structure at the Market Center would be a high-rise with apartments, probably would be some mixed use, could be as tall as 50 stories. So just, again, tremendous interest right now in Milwaukee in the high-end with the Couture, with the Heinz project, with Ascent, with Nova. You've seen all these projects that are either under construction or have opened on the high-end. And I'm still trying to figure out where all these people are coming from. It's great for the city. I mean, if they could do this, it's great for the city. They can add another building. What a great location right there on Water Street, right next to the Market Center, right down the street from St. Kate and City Hall. Great location. An underused site. We've all seen that site where the snow piles are there till July. So it'd be nice for that if that site was actually redeveloped. So a lot of potential. Be interesting to watch how many of these are built and who ends up actually living in all of them.
Again, just changing the entire skyline of the city.
It's 50 stories.
It's
wouldn't
amazing.
That be something?
Oh,
I mean, that'd be right along the river. And again, it's just a concept at this point, but the fact that they're talking about it, I think, is great for the city.
Very exciting. Mark, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Nina, I'm heading out now because I'm going to go down to Dan Dan and get in line for dinner.
Ooh, get some of those soup dumplings. Oh, I love those things.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Take care.